Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
A really good friend of mine a few years back was robbed of a lot of money from someone that he trusted and thought that it was just him experiencing this situation until a huge story broke out that let him know he was not alone and actually got him some justice. So I don't know if you've ever had a friend that has gone through something that just kind of really was a center point of their life for so long that you felt like you were going through it with them. But this was that kind of situation for my dude. So he's an actor, and he was at the time he was with this particular agency, and the head of the agency signed him on as one of the clients. Now, I don't really know how the agency situation works with acting, but apparently sometime they take a lot of money up front in order to hold you as a part of their agency, and they are supposed to trickle that money back to you as they get you roles and whatever it is that you are supposed to be receiving from this agency. I guess that's pretty normal in the industry. But for some reason, this particular guy, he started to realize something wasn't exactly right. The guy took a ton of money from him up front, and then every time the money was supposed to come back in pieces, it would be an excuse as to why the money wasn't there. It's a new excuse every single time. So then it got to the point where he was like, yo, I just want all my money back and we can just call it over. And then the guy had more excuses. It was always an excuse. No, I'm gonna get you your money. Don't worry about it. Keep being patient. Bear with me. Then he started to notice that this guy was taking luxurious trips, and he would see that he was buying luxurious clothing, and he was just living a real luxurious lifestyle, one that he didn't even realize the dude could afford. And while doing that, he's not giving him back his money. So long story less long, it gets to the point where he hires a lawyer and he's like, I'm ready to sue this dude, take him to court. I got to do what I have to do, because he took a significant amount of money from him and he wasn't going to just let this go. So he's stressed out. The guy eventually blocks his phone calls. Now he can't even get a hold of him. So now the lawyer is actually trying to find this guy so that he can so that they can sue him. And it was just an entire messy situation that was just stressing my dude out for the longest period of time.
Did he get anything in writing?
Well, the contract was all in writing, so okay. It wasn't an issue to sue him. He had the means and he had everything. He just had to actually get to him.
Mm-hmm.
But before he could get to him, there was an article that comes out that says that this guy was arrested. So he sends me the article, and the article ends up going viral because apparently this dude has been doing this to a ton of actors for quite a few years.
Scamming people.
So I go to Variety.com, which had the article of this guy being arrested.
That's a legit publication.
It's legit. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is all legit. And his name is Mark Measures. He's a longtime talent agent, and he was arraigned Tuesday on charges of taking money from over 160 actors.
You're kidding.
Of over $1.8 million.
Damn. Did he run his own agency or was he a part of one of the big three?
He ran his own agency, and he was indicted in Manhattan on 40 counts, including grand larceny, petite larceny, and scheming to defraud. And the Manhattan DA's office alleged that he diverted clients' funds to pay his personal and business expenses, and that during the scheme, he bought items at Crypto.com Arena and clothing from luxury brands all the time.
All right, well, is this going to be like trying to get blood from a turnip? Because like he spent all that money. Does he have any money to like recoup everybody?
That's the issue. It's like the lawyers are pretty much telling my guy, we can try to do what we can, but it's what can they really do? Because he doesn't have the money anymore. Now he's arrested. He's not going to have any money to give. So he's like torn in that I still don't know if I'm going to get my money back, but he felt at least some sense of relief in seeing this guy in handcuffs and knowing that he wasn't the only one that this guy was stealing from.
Run the numbers by me again. How many clients we were talking about and what was the overall number, the price?
160 actors. He robbed 160 actors of $1.8 million, and he was also accused of stealing $26,000 from six employees of his own personal agency.
Wow. So when you're taking a look at the sheer amount of people that he ripped off, that total there really isn't a whole bunch of money for each one. But, of course, it's going to hurt if you're one of these actors. But it's not like a ton of cash.
$1.8 million?
It is. $2 million for 160 people?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like all that a crazy amount. Like, usually when you hear of these schemes, it's like they ripped off $150 million or $200 million. This one didn't sound too ambitious to me.
Well,
It still feels like hundreds of thousands of dollars per person.
I'm doing the math on this. Uh-huh. And for 160 people divided by 2 million. So this is rough math.
Well, it was 1.8 million.
So this math says about $12,000. Let's say like $10,000 per person, give or take.
That's 11.25.
Exactly. Yeah, $11,000 per person.
Some of the people said he stole up to $19,000, and someone said that he withheld $128,000 in compensation, blaming bank restrictions. So I don't know how much was taken from each person, but it seems like he took a lot more from some and maybe less from others.
And if it's you, $11,000 is a lot of money. If it's you, $19,000 is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, man.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.